The town is helping families relocate from nearly 40 trailer homes in the center of town to make way for a public park. So far, more than 24 families have moved from the Pan and Fork Mobile Home Park alongside the Roaring Fork River. Many have moved to other trailer parks in places like El Jebel, Carbondale, and Glenwood Springs. Mike Scanlon is Basalt Town Manager.
Since we got started on construction on the river, I will tell you that the interest in moving has really picked up in that they can see the project happening. And so we've had a lot of good conversations about how and where we can move people.
The town started the relocation effort in August. Now, with many families moved, the trailer park increasingly feels like a ghost town with vacant trailers and exposed foundations. But not everyone is gone.
So this is the living room. Not much. You know, it's a really small trailer, really old.
Ralph Vasquez gives a tour of the home where he and his parents have lived for 16 years.
I'm almost afraid to show you my room because it's the biggest mess probably.
Vasquez works as a ranch hand in Woody Creek. He has until April to move out, and he's not happy about it.
Regardless of what other people may think, there's actually families living here. We're not the only ones. There's people that have been here for over 20 years. This is a community, and there are families in here that deserve better than what they've been handing out.
He's willing to move, but he'd like to stay in the Basalt area.
Yeah, it'll be nice to stay, you know, where the bus is accessible and the schools are, you know, close by.
Vasquez is part of a newly formed committee called Workers for Justice and Diversity in Basalt. He's calling out the town of Basalt and the Roaring Fork Community Development Corporation, saying both entities have forgotten a commitment to keep the residents in town. He says the cash relocation assistance the town is offering isn't enough to pay Basalt's high rent prices.
From the beginning, we knew that replacement housing was an option. That was the impression that every single resident of the trailer park had, because that was what they've been told. So compared to that, the money they're offering is not enough.
At one time, development of a new multifamily complex in the Mid-Valley was being discussed, but the Roaring Fork CDC decided it was too expensive. Now the town is offering money to residents and working with them to find affordable housing. One resident who's happy with the arrangement is Maria Guzman. She was one of the first to move from the Pan and Fork. Now she lives in an apartment in Glenwood Springs.
Over there in my apartment is more space in comparing to the small, tiny trailer that I have by the river over here in Basalt.
Guzman says she's gained more space, but lost her job in Aspen. She's currently unemployed and searching for a job. Her former neighbors, Shayla Martinez and Arturo Torres, moved out in November. They're still looking for a new place to live. The couple misses the roomy trailer, but says they understand why they had to move.
We are in a place that doesn't belong to us and also the country. Even though we are residents, legal residents, that's not my country and that's not my place. I cannot sit in here and say, no, this is my house.
Martinez says the town didn't have to dole out relocation money, but she's grateful for it.
I feel that in reality, the town of Basalt is doing good with us.
Although some residents are resigned to the situation, others are not. Ralph Vasquez and his group Workers for Justice and Diversity in Basalt have made a list of demands. They want the town to stop relocating people until housing is found in Basalt similar in size and price to the trailer park. They also want professional interpreters at all meetings related to the relocation and redevelopment of the land. Town officials will hold a meeting with the group on Monday night. They say they will try and see, quote, if there are options that haven't been considered that the town should be exploring. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.